They failed many times, but they went on their own personal initiative. And Thomas A. Edison in the development of the incandescent electric lamp. Imagine a man, for instance, standing by through 10,000 different failures, as Mr. Edison did, before giving up. His personal initiative was so definite that he told me that if he hadn't found the secret of the incandescent electric lamp, that at that very moment he would be in the laboratory working on it instead of being out there wasting his time talking with me. And then in a more serious note, Mr. Edison said, "You know, I had to succeed because I finally ran out of things that wouldn't work." And I've thought of that so many times, wondering why more people don't keep on keeping on until they run out of things that won't work, for then they're bound to find the thing that will work. And take myself, for example. In devoting more than 20 years to research for the missing link of this philosophy, now known as the law of cosmic habit force, my persistent personal initiative finally yielded a full and workable description of this great law of nature into which all the other 16 principles of this philosophy blend and on which they must depend for automatic application. And last but not least,